digital tutors, software that's as compelling to students as that popular World of Warcraft game. President Obama is promoting this kind of technology in the classroom today as he visits the Tech Boston Academy, a partnership between the public school systems, businesses, and the Gates Foundation here in Massachusetts. During the visit, the president will announce plans to put $90 million into the new Advanced Research Projects Agency Education, or ARPA-Ed. Part of the plan, schools and companies partner to compete for funds to create technology, which the president compares to the military's DARPA program to create technology. Here now is Deborah Becker is covering the president's visit. And Deb, the Tech Boston Academy is the former Dorchester High. It's in a neighborhood that's had a lot of problems. There are metal detectors in the school. About 90% of kids are on free or reduced lunches. So why did the president choose this school?
Well, this school opened in 2002 with just 75 students. It received a $400,000 grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Now there are 800 students there. It's grades 6 through 12. 93% of its graduates went on to college, compared with 61% in the Boston public schools. It's very technologically advanced compared to the other schools in Boston. For example, every student here has a laptop.
Tell us more about what the ARPA-Ed funding projects would focus on.
One example is a digital tutor. This apparently has been used in the Navy to train sailors, and U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan says that program trained sailors in 7 weeks in a way that brought them up to the same level as a sailor who had 3 years of experience.
Well, I'm sure he's aware of the criticism that, you know, it sounds like a robot teaching your kids, and it removes everything else that teachers do. What did Arne Duncan say in response to that?
Well, this morning he said what he hopes for is a kind of changing role for teachers.
The teacher doesn't always have to be the person at the front of the room delivering content or delivering the lecture. The teacher might be the one that's helping facilitate students' learning at their own pace. Roles do change, but we consistently see that the best learning goes on with the intersection of great teaching and engaged technology.
So it sounds as if he's picturing this sort of, you know, Rosie the Robot, you know, somebody from the Jetsons or something, maybe teaching a class while the teacher backed that up.
Well, while the teacher backs it up and the teacher tries to individualize lessons and technology based on a kid's learning style.
Well, and we understand the ARPA-Ed program funding might also produce software that might replicate a multiplayer game so that kids have to play it in the way they're accustomed to playing video games at home. But there's criticism, isn't there, of kids having too much technology in the classroom?
Some concerns from teachers that I've heard so far is that it really eliminates the creativity on the part of the student in terms of creative thinking because it's a very regimented way of doing it and isn't, you know, as holistic, obviously, as a human teacher would be. Some of the teachers' union officials say that most schools aren't as equipped as Tech Boston is technologically. So they, for example, can't even get printers, let alone the type of technology, let alone every laptop for a student like Tech Boston has. And so bringing on these types of technological advances at this particular time, many schools won't be able to do it.
And we understand that a part of ARPA-Ed is going to be competition-based. Now, this is like the president's race to the top, and we know the criticism there is that if you have schools competing and maybe they can get philanthropists who will give them money, they may get to the top and get this ARPA-Ed money and draw students to their schools like a tech academy. But money follows kids in schools, we know that. And doesn't that leave other schools behind? Why not find a way to get money to all schools?
Right. Well, this is the Obama administration's sort of approach to a lot of educational innovations. It's done this with Race to the Top. It's actually expanding Race to the Top. And that's part of the president's announcement in Boston today that Race to the Top will be expanded to a school district competition. So districts will be able to compete against each other for federal money. They think that this is very successful. And it's prompted various states to make reforms in Race to the Top because they want the funding, and perhaps it will do so in other areas like technology and on the district school district level as well. But there are folks who say if you don't have aggressive advocates and you don't have people who can aggressively compete in that arena, then they are being shut out.
Here now is Deb Becker with a topic I know we're going to revisit, talking today, though, about the president's visit to Tech Boston Academy here in Boston with plans to start a new project to fund technology in the classroom. Deb, thanks.
Thank you.